Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I'm Andrew, and with me on Team Talk is Arfi.
Hello there.
Hello. So, what's new?
Not a lot. I had a pretty cool week, though. I caught up with a friend I haven't seen for about 4 years, and that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Set up VSTs on two laptops. One of them being a MacBook Pro, the other like a i7, I forget the brand name, but it had one of those Avid audio cards on it. So that was neat.
Alright. So,
I do believe you can write to us at the usual ways. Live at tbrn.net for MSN and tbrnlive for AIM. And the phones are forwarded.
Yes, sir.
1-866-558-TBRN. So, give us a ring or write.
Okay, so I think today we're probably going to be able to finish The Whispered World, and that should be fun. Then we'll have to see what we do after that. I don't know. That'll be interesting. So, without further ado, let's launch the game. Oops. Alright, load. Alright, if memory serves, we've finally arrived outside the gates of Corona.
Yeah, we've been trying to get to this Corona for like 4 weeks now? 5 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, I think 5 weeks. It's been a good long game. Alright, let's load.
Got one of those pixel hunting puzzles.
Yeah, those are a little annoying. Okay, so let's see. There's the locomotive that got us here. There's Spot. There's a shrub. And a gate.
Grandpa used to rhapsodize about the beautiful landscape surrounding Corona. This little shrub seems to be all that's left of it. I'll just take a branch for now.
Okay then, take another one.
One branch is enough.
Oh. Alright. Let's turn it down a little bit there. Okay, so let's say, castle.
Corona, finally I have arrived. The only thing now is to find a way in.
Yes. It's the gate.
I've come such a long way, and now I'm going to die. Slumped in front of this gate. Fate is probably sitting on its front porch, sipping cocoa, looking down on me, and laughing.
I know I would.
Thank you, Mr. Sedwick, there for making my point for me. I was going to say, you got to love his overflowing optimism there.
I know.
Love it.
Let's look at the logo.
That was a really impressive ride. I still can't believe we arrived safely.
Abyss.
Thank you again.
Whoa. Did I mention that I suffer from severe vertigo?
That's funny.
I don't share Spot's optimism here.
Spot's always got a smile on his caterpillar face.
smile.
Yeah. Maybe we'll knock on the gate. Mm-hmm.
No lock, no handle, no inbuilt mechanism. I've managed to open quite a few doors, but this is the mother of all doors. What on earth should I do?
Do we have all of Spot's personalities now, or is there still one left?
No, we got all of them. There's five. We got Normal Spot, Fat Spot, Fire Spot, Multi Spot, and like Flat Spot.
That's funny.
Yeah. Let's see what's in our inventory. Just the stick. So, what else is around here?
I can't go back yet. I have a mission to fulfill.
Is there, like, another place to walk? I don't know. Or maybe can we just walk to the left? I don't know. Let's see. Maybe it's just the foreground playing tricks on me. No, there doesn't seem to be any way over there. Well, presumably Spot still has the that stone, right?
You'd think so.
Maybe we'll use him with the gate.
Do something, will you? We're almost there, Spot. Almost there.
Okay. Let's try... Well, that was regular Spot. Let's try Fat Spot.
Do something, will you? We're almost home.
Okay, that doesn't work. Let's try Flat Spot.
Do something, will you? We're almost there, Spot. Almost there.
That doesn't appear to do anything.
Heavens, Spot! How are we ever supposed to get through this gate?
Aha!
There's a gap beneath the door, but I doubt I can repeat my famed tray routine here. I don't have a tray, and the door has no key.
But I have Flat Spot, and I have found the pixel that is Gap.
Hey, Spot, can you help me open the gate? I have no idea. Who knows what awaits you in there? One thing's for sure, though. It won't be easy. You know what I'm talking about. And, hey, Spot, if you manage to do it, I'll take back some of the things I said about you. Good luck, buddy.
Okay. Spot is now... So, like, we're controlling Spot, I guess. Let's see, there's the messenger guy. Is that the same messenger guy? Let's see, there's... Okay, I can go into this room that looks like maybe it's... There's the wheel and a chain that I think controls this gate, but... So I went in this room, but that... I don't see, there's a cow in there.
Hello, little friend. What are you doing here? You'd better find yourself a place to hide. Things could soon get very unpleasant around here.
Okay. Let's go back in this barn. There's definitely a hole in the roof. What can Spot do with this cow? Nothing.
Moo.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I see the hole in the roof, but Can I go further to the left? Not in here. Aha! What's this? A seesaw. Feep. That's what he said. Okay. Can't seem to do anything with the seesaw. There's a tuft of grass. I have burnt it. There's a mouse hole. Let's make spot small. Aha! Alright. So, spots went through this mouse hole and come out a little spot... another area, and I think if I turn him into Fat Spot and land on this seesaw, something will happen.
We can't await.
Well, I've officially sent the rock flying into the sky. Oh. Oh, I see what happened. Okay, so the rock came back. Okay. Let's try this again. Maybe I'm supposed to turn into... like, regular spot before it comes back. Let's see. Aha! Now I'm on a... What is it called? A gutter. This is very strange. So now I've went down the gutter into a drain.
Wow.
I'm turning into Fat Spot inside the barrel. Ha-ha! The water barrel!
Now look at this mess! I'm completely soaked! Just wait, you little monster!
That was funny.
It was. Looks like... well, I found the messenger. He's hiding in a barrel now.
Shove off! You've done enough harm already.
Okay. Well, there's his clothes. I'm not sure... he hung them up inside this barn.
I'm looking at something to do with this game, and there's a message on one of the, like a thingy, and it says, "Thanks, Andrew."
Really?
That's funny. Yeah, so obviously someone else called Andrew's played this.
That's pretty funny.
I know.
Okay. So now what? What if I use fire? This guy's clothes.
Hey! Leave my rags alone! Hey!
Use the fire on him. I'm sick of this guy.
Shoo! Shove off! You've done enough harm already!
Yeah. I got an idea. Maybe not. Nope. I'm not sure what they... there's like nothing I can do in there. I don't understand. Well, I guess I... honestly, let's see. The only thing in here I can seem to be able to do things with, I guess, is the seesaw. So maybe if I go in the seesaw and get launched in a different form than before.
Ah, that could do something.
How about 5 spots? Aha! So that got us on top of the roof. So now the real question is, do I go into the through the top of the roof as 5 spot or as another spot? I'm gonna go with fat spot. Fat spot and falling is usually the right choice. Okay, he fell right into one of the socks. Now what? Okay, it looks like I can move in like a few directions here. Hell have I done now? Okay. I turn into 5 spots and launch myself into a colander that has... Now I'm, like, attached to the guy's pants, I guess? This is very confusing. What do I do now? What happens if I change into flat spot? Nothing. Regular spot? Fat spot. Fiery spot. Oh!
Well, you don't see things like that every day.
Spot is a hot air balloon.
That's funny.
That's amazing! Now where am I? Now we're on like the roof. Okay, so maybe now I can just fall on this wheel and it'll turn and open the gate. Yes!
Success!
Well done, Spot. You really did it. I suppose it wasn't all that hard, but I'm proud of you all the same.
Meep.
Hello? Hello? Heavens, it's all deserted here. Where could the king be?
Let's go to this door.
Once again, there's no handle. This door has a peculiar door knocker, though. Unfortunately, it's defective. The ring is missing. The door doesn't have a lock. Only this defective door knocker. As long as the door knocker is incomplete, I can't knock on the door.
Okay. I wonder if that guy is still here in the barrel.
Sedgwick? What are you doing here?
What do you think? I'm doing your job. Saving the world and so on.
Oh dear, Sedgwick. It's way too late for that.
Yeah, whatever. You may as well rescind your responsibility. I will at least try, if you don't mind. If the world really has to end, at least it won't be my fault.
You foolish, plucky clown. Whatever have I drawn you into? You'd better hide. Quick!
What's going on anyway?
The end is near. The Asgil are attacking.
I know. I've just escaped from their hideout.
You've been inside the Asgil's fortress and you're still alive?
Well, if you can call it living.
Let's see. We can still prevent it. I've got the Whispering Stone, remember? Where is the king? I'm not making any progress. I bet I'll be sorry, I asked, but how did you get here? You're hiding in a barrel? You might as well stay here. I'll go and save the world.
We could still prevent it. I've got the Whispering Stone, remember?
You still have it? I mean, of course you do. I've been planning this right from the beginning, which makes it all the more tragic that you're too late. But don't be sad. I knew it was a risk involving an amateur.
Right. Your plan was great, but it was me who dawdled too long, wasn't it?
Don't be hard on yourself. I'm proud of you nonetheless. After all, you're not a Chasky like me.
You're hiding in a barrel? Is that how a Chasky behaves?
Don't let your eyes fool you. This here is a Chasky survival barrel. The legendary Chasky, Shoshi, once traversed the mighty Drummel Falls in one of these.
At a safe distance from the falls, I presume.
Why, of course.
I bet I'll be sorry I asked, but how did you get here?
Ah, yes. That's a long and thrilling story. Now, where shall I start?
How did you escape the Asgil?
The Asgil? I haven't been to the Asgil's fortress.
You haven't? But the guard told me about a scrawny green prisoner.
Scrawny? How did you get the idea that could have been me? I work out regularly. I'm way too fit to let myself get caught by the Asgil.
So you somehow outran them. Was there a chase?
You bet. At least, if by outrun, you mean hiding a cave. And by chase, you mean collecting berries.
Oh my god.
And that's what you call an adventure?
No, I call that routine. As a Chasky, you experience so many incredible things. Not every critical situation gets you worked up anymore.
Obviously. And that's exactly the reason why you sit here so placidly.
That's right.
Even though the end is near and the Asgil are attacking?
Yeah.
And one of them is even now standing right behind you?
What? Yes, you almost got me there, didn't you? You have to get up very early if you want to pull a Chasky's leg.
At 10 o'clock, though?
Let's say 11. I like to sleep late.
What happened at the shore?
The shore? Oh, yes, I remember, like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
I'd been sitting there alone for quite some time, practicing a secret Chasky technique.
The microsleep?
I can do it under 3 seconds if my stomach's empty. Anyway, a cloud suddenly appeared in the sky. A gust of wind blew up strongly, and I began to shiver. I drew my knife and took out a couple of bombs that I still had in my backpack, just in case. I was all prepared. When I heard a cracking sound from the underbrush, I tensed every muscle, and then...
And then?
Then I dropped everything, grabbed the backpack, and ran as fast as I could.
What?
When I turned around, I saw only a fox, but I had already left my hiding place. I was sure the Asgil had seen me. That's why I never turned back. It was simply too dangerous.
Too dangerous? Too dangerous? I thought you had gotten into a fight.
Never. I'm too clever for that.
You must mean gutless. I can't believe it. I traveled half of the world after you just because you were scared of a fox.
It was a very big fox.
Ah! How did you get back to Corona?
Wow. On secret Chasky trails.
Let me guess. You vanished into thin air and the wind blew you here?
No. I had my hearthstone still set on the courtyard.
I didn't hear that.
What?
Oh my god.
Did I say anything?
Oh my god. That's funny.
I think I've heard enough.
I know. My hair-raising adventures are not for the faint-hearted.
You might as well stay here. I'll go and save the world.
Always adhere to what I taught you.
It looks particularly content. It doesn't seem to care that the world is about to end. Ah, the life of a cow. Moo. Moo. I'd need an appropriate vessel for milking the cow. And more importantly, a good reason.
Fresh milk.
Oh, my.
It looks better than the stuff Grandpa cooks. Ah, the life of a cow. Yuck. No, I'd rather have mildew soup.
All right. Now. So now.
A deep, dark shaft, much like my life.
Oh my god. Okay. Let's see, what's this way? Huh. I didn't know they had motorcycles in this place. Huh, okay. I'm in the throne room. There's a tapestry. Wall mosaic. Shield, let's see, grating.
This tapestry is hung on a bar. It can be moved, obviously.
Aha! A lever.
An ergonomic handle with an axle. That must be a lever.
It opens a window. Okay, so this grating that I
locked
opened...
doors, wherever you look.
It closes, like, before you can get out of it. So obviously that's like a puzzle here. Dungeon door.
Have door handles gone out of fashion that badly? The throne is empty. Where's the king? Well, what have we here? A keyhole. A secret royal compartment, maybe?
Hmm.
Wait a second. That's not how the royal insignia is supposed to look. It's all mixed up. And one part's missing. And who will have to fix it?
Okay. I don't think we can do anything with that, because we don't have the other piece or anything in our inventory, so... Let's try this tapestry business again.
That's not necessary. I can easily manipulate it with my bare hands. I think I can move the tapestry without a stick. No. I just can't manage to jam the stick behind the shield. The gap's too narrow.
Gap, did he say?
Yeah.
I get the feeling Spot might be needed again.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand. Okay. This is not working.
There's a gap behind this shield. Hang on. There seems to be something behind it. There really is something behind this shield. Let's see. Phew. I can't do it.
Of course not.
No. I just can't manage to jam the stick behind the shield. The gap's too narrow.
Okay. Maybe... Okay, then.
The gap's... Hey, Spot. Can you help me get this shield off the wall somehow? There. And now? As I suspected all along, wait for it. A secret mechanism.
Let's put the stick in the chain. Aha. All right, now we're out here. Let's see, there's some steps to go up higher. I guess that's where we're headed. Whoa.
Hey, you! Are you the Royal Astronomer?
I own?
What's that supposed to mean?
Bervikers, Iser, Ogre, O Ivor?
Oh my god.
What?
Bervikers, Iser, Ogre, O Ivor?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Ogre. I own and so on. To Ivor, too. Oh dear. Obviously, the astronomer speaks a foreign language. Astronomic or something.
Okay, then.
This crescent is quite sharp-edged. Here we go. A deep, dark shaft. Much.
Okay, then. Cogwheels.
The gearbox seems to be all right. I'd better not mess with that.
Encyclopedia?
Oh, dear. It's all mixed up. All right. Go for it.
All right, I guess I have to rearrange this encyclopedia. And then, so now it's A to G. That is H to N. O to U. And V to Z. So now I bet this guy will talk now. Watch, let's see what happens.
Hello? Can you really not understand me?
What? How? Wait a second. I can understand you after all. Yeah. Loud and clear, even. How fortunate. Let's hope it's not too late yet.
Too late? For what?
We've got big the king, the fountain, the fabric of space and time.
Hold it, hold it. Why don't you start from the beginning?
Okay. Something screwy's going on.
I think...
So why are you still standing here? Go on, go on. Time is running out.
Okay. Let's try this again.
There you are again. Did you accomplish anything?
Nope.
Who are you, anyway?
I am the Royal Astronomer.
The king would have been better to hire a couple of soldiers. Where's the rest of the staff?
They fled.
So what are you still doing here?
What do you think? I'm keeping my calm.
If the world is ending anyway, it makes no difference where I am, does it? But if a hero happens to show up to save the world, he might need help.
So you know what to do?
In theory, yes. But before you get your hopes up too high, our chances are slim.
What's the trouble with the fountain?
The fabric of space and time has ripped.
And yikes. By fabric of space and time, you mean...
The model of the planetary system. Over there. It's a very powerful object. It not only drives the fountain, it also represents our planetary system. It's almost a perfect model.
How exciting for an astronomer.
Don't be fooled. Planetary movement, times of the day, cycles of the year. This model measures the very heartbeat of our world. In doing so, it reaches such a level of accuracy, you could almost say that the world acts in accordance with it. One thing's for sure, mind you, they both influence each other.
The world acts in accordance to the model?
Yes, isn't that fascinating?
Does that mean if somebody was to repair the model, the end would be prevented?
In theory, yes. But only somebody of royal blood could do something like that. It's far too important.
But a king is locked behind this door.
Yes.
Which won't open.
You're right.
Because the model of the planetary system is broken.
That is the problem.
Heavens! Whoever conceives these absurd mechanisms all the time?
Let's see.
I could help, couldn't I?
You don't make a fool of yourself. Only the king is important enough to repair the model of the planetary system.
But the king isn't here. Let me at least try. What possible harm could there be? Could the world end twice?
That's a valid thought.
There, just tell me what to do.
There are a couple of things.
Like always.
First of all, there is no oil for lubrication. Without oil, it can't be cranked up. Much worse, though, is that one of the planets is missing. The Whispering Stone.
Did you say Whispering Stone?
Yes. It represents our planet in the space-time continuum.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, it's lost.
I've got some bad news.
That's not very uncommon these days, but never mind. Fire away.
It has been prophesied to me that I will destroy the world. The Asgill are planning an attack. Spot has swallowed the Whispering Stone. I'm not a hero, just an untalented clown. I could go on talking about problems the whole day long.
Spot has swallowed the Whispering Stone.
What are you saying? You know where the Whispering Stone is?
Not exactly. My pet has swallowed it.
Oh, no. Say it's not true. We need the stone to repair the fabric of space and time. Without it, we're dead in the water.
I should have fed him in time.
Your lamenting doesn't help. You'd better come up with something. In the meantime, I look for my dissecting instruments.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I'll find another way. It has been prophesied to me that I'll destroy the world.
And that brings you running straight to the control room of the universe? I don't want to criticize too harshly, but it doesn't sound as if you've given it much thought.
The Asgill are planning an attack.
We'd better hurry then. Only the king can save us from the Asgill.
I'm not a hero, just an untalented clown.
Oh. A clown, you say?
Yeah.
Not a hero? Not a prince?
No, just a clown. And not even a good one at that.
Do you at least have a birthmark? Or a peculiar scar?
Nothing of that sort.
Well, it's really bad then.
I could.
It looks very bad indeed, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
Nice ear trumpet.
What are you saying?
All right, all right. Where can I find the king?
You can't at the moment, I'm afraid. He's retreated to his chambers.
And those are behind his door, right?
That's right. But the door can only be opened when there's water in the fountain.
And the fountain is broken, I bet.
One could say that, yes.
I think I know what to do now.
So why are you still standing here? Go on, go on. Time is running out.
That must have been very expensive.
Telescope.
The gearbox seems to be all right. I'd better not mess with that. Uh-oh. I have to be very careful I don't spill anything. I wonder if I can do it without using something else.
What are you doing now?
I'm filling up the grease tube.
And what are you using for that purpose, if I may ask?
I don't know. Let's see, with water? That doesn't seem to be a very good idea, does it?
No.
No, obviously. Hey, Spot. Do you happen to have any oil on you? Never mind. Forget I asked. No nonsense, Spot, okay? That thing looks very complicated and very important. So, no drooling on cogwheels, no bending of candelabra, and no eating of artifacts. Are we agreed?
I found the remains of, the door knocker. So, maybe we go over to that door, I guess. Let's see. Wait a minute. Okay, can't do anything with that. Let's use the seesaw.
That's a waste of time. This seesaw doesn't seem to serve any purpose.
Really? I disagree. Okay. Let's use this with the door.
There at last.
All right. Hey, look at all this stuff. There's a paint blender and empty flask. Yoink. Periodic table, a pipe maze. Glass bowl.
The handling is quite easy. You put something in there you want to distill. Then you heat the glass bulb.
I see.
Oh dear, the pipes are all topsy-turvy. There are open tube ends everywhere from which steam emerges. But I only see two cork stoppers. I should repair that immediately.
What? Okay. I see. Oh my. This is quite the irritating puzzle. Alright, it would appear that I need to somehow, I don't know what. That doesn't seem to do anything. I don't know what the goal of this puzzle is. That's the problem.
Yes, that's a bit of an issue.
This is very strange. Okay, I'm not sure what, I don't know what I'm doing. This is, I want it there. Hey, putting these corks in is, doesn't make much sense. Okay, there we go. Alright, okay, let's see. So, I think, alright, the stuff comes in from the top. So I gotta go in. In a thiswardly direction. I think that does it. Not sure. I don't know if something's supposed to happen when I'm finished or not. I guess we'll find out. Ah, here, there's a chest. Mortar and pestle, I think. That's what it said. Let's see, there's a periodic table.
Those are the five elements, from left to right. Vernon, Afrium, Silentium, Pornitium, and From. You can tell them apart by their color.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Isn't it? Okay.
I have to go soon. Unfortunately, I'm heading out earlier this morning, so...
Oh.
I know.
That's a shame.
I'll probably end up missing the end of this thing.
What's
or
this?
Maybe not.
A color blender? Oh my. That's going to be fun. This contraption is for blending paint, obviously. But when I don't know what color I need, I won't touch it.
Okay. So, now what? We can maybe use this crank with the well. Success. There's a bucket. And he took the crank back. So we got a bucket full of water. That's good. I guess. Go back into the castle.
Ah, put that water in the fountain or something.
Perhaps.
What are you doing now?
I'm filling up the grease tube.
And what are you using for that purpose, if I may ask?
I don't know.
No.
Obviously. I don't want to pour it away. It was quite a hassle to get to that stuff.
Okay, then. Maybe we need to talk to this guy some more?
There you are again. Did you accomplish anything?
What's wrong with the king?
It doesn't look good. The king is very weak. He needs the water of life. But the fountain has run dry and the way to his chambers is blocked. One would have to repair the fabric of space and time. That would get both the fountain and the door working again. Unfortunately, only the king himself can do that.
That sounds like a vicious circle.
There is no possible solution.
Like I told you, it doesn't look good.
I think I know what to do now.
So why are you still standing here? Go on, go on.
What kind of a sketch is this?
That's a schematic view of our planetary system. It shows the five planets. Avrius, Hornetus, Vernicus, Silentia, and Vrubble.
Which one is which?
You can tell them apart by their size. You can also distinguish them by their color, composition of elements, and their names. But their size is all that's depicted here. Everyone knows that.
Okay. Alright, I got some chalk.
Can I look through that tube, please?
No.
No, obviously.
Ah! My pixel hunting has revealed another item. There's a key. Maybe it's for the throne. Let's find out. Let's use the key with the throne lock.
Hey, there really was a secret compartment in the throne. Oh, boy. I can't wait to look inside. Well, let's have a look, then. Hey, what's that? Some pliers, a handsaw, and a crowbar. That's not the secret royal compartment. That's the secret royal toolbox. It's empty now. It's empty.
Yeah, we got him.
Okay. So, I picked up some chalk from the blackboard. I got the crowbar, pliers, a handsaw, we have the crank, a bucket of water, edged moon ornament, empty flask, and mortar and pestle. Perhaps.
Why not? Great. Now I have chalk powder and blisters on my fingers.
Okay, then. Chalk powder. All right. Oh, what's this?
This tile looks a little different. The floor wasn't fixed properly. Even I can manage this. Ouch! Oh, that hurts. Well, never mind. Who needs shoulder joints when I have a mosaic tile?
So maybe we can fix this wall mosaic now.
I can't do much without the missing part.
Okay. Now what? Oh boy, oh boy. This looks like an exciting puzzle. I don't even know what I'm looking at here. That's the beauty of this. That does not appear to
be. I'm thinking maybe there's a banner or something you might, like on the outside of the castle, there's a banner, perhaps, that you're trying to copy.
Yes. There. Very clever. I see. That is, like, hard to make out, though. It's not really all that helpful.
I can't do much with...
And with that observation, I'm going to head on out.
Okay.
So, yeah, have puzzle fun.
Yes.
I'll catch the archive, so...
Alright, yeah, I still have to post a bunch of them.
It happens. Alright, then.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Dang it. How the... I really hate these kinds of puzzles. It makes me just want to stop and close this, I'll tell you the truth. This is, like, just stupid. Why put this in a freaking video game? This is just a dumb puzzle, and there's nothing, like... I hate these kinds of puzzles. It's basically like, you know, any old type of pattern puzzle where you gotta match just a bunch of blocks and you gotta rearrange the pattern. It'd be so much easier if you could just use your hands and move the stuff where you wanted it to go, but no, it only moves in certain directions so as to make my life miserable. Oh, boy. I don't see. Alright, so I think it's basically like two separate puzzles. I see that now. This is really annoying. This could take like the rest of the freaking showtime. This is stupid. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, let's see. I'm starting to sound like Sandwick. That's pretty pathetic. But funny. Okay, I think I'm making progress on one side. Maybe. That doesn't look correct. This is horrible. Alright, those ones don't go that way, so that doesn't help me at all. Aha! That piece seems to line up. And this bit... I think goes over here. This is really stupid. Just clicking randomly in the hopes that I can rearrange this stupid puzzle. That might actually be faster than me trying to solve this ridiculous puzzle. Oh, this is horrible. I don't know where those pieces go. I think that's the top. That doesn't line up at all. I don't think. I think this piece goes up there. That seems to be the case. Of course, this piece goes... So I have, actually, some of this appears to be solved, but... That's not working out. I don't know what to do with that piece. I don't know how I can rearrange it so that it's in the right place. Now it's definitely incorrect. That's supposed to be on the top. Where do these pieces go? I think I got the whole thing backwards. I don't know what the heck I'm looking at here. Oh, jeez. Or maybe not. I don't know. Where do these pieces go? They go... This needs to be... They need to be, like, next to each other somehow. Which means that these ones should be on the top, I guess? And... I got, like, the whole thing upside down. This is such a horrible puzzle for a radio show. My God. Jeez. I don't even want to do this. That's just awful. I should just do that puzzle somewhere. What else can we even attempt here at this point? I don't know. It looks like all of the final puzzles to this game are just horrible puzzles for radio. That's all I can say. What am I supposed to do with this paint blender? We have no idea, I guess, so he doesn't want to...
This contraption is for... But what I don't...
Yeah. So... The pipe maze, I have no idea if it's working or not. I mean... There's an empty flask up there.
I can't reach it.
Of course not. I mean, you know... This doesn't make much sense. The only thing I can do is keep trying these horrible puzzles, I guess. Okay. I think I'm going to give up. I don't think I'm even going to continue. This is just horrible. And without any company, this is just the most god-awful boring thing ever. So I don't know what to do. But it's not going to be this game today, because this is just pissing me off. So I'm going to save and give up at this awful ending to this game. Because the puzzles are just horrible. And I don't want to do them. So, what can we do? Something. But I don't know what. Let's see what's in the old games list. we have not tried, possibly.